John und Emily entdecken die Tiere in ihrem Garten. John Hunter und seine Schwester Emily leben in einem kleinen Haus mit einem großen Garten. Eines Tages muss John den Ball am Ende des Gartens suchen, wo die Erwachsenen nie hingehen und wo alles voller Bäume und Büsche ist. Plötzlich hört John jemanden singen.
John and Emily discover the animals of their garden. John Hunter and his sister Emily live in a small house with a big garden. One day, while John and Emily are playing ball, the ball gets lost, and John has to look for it at the end of the garden. This is the bit that the grown-ups never go into. It's full of trees and bushes. While John is kneeling down, he hears a strange noise. It sounds like singing.
"Emily," he whispers, "come over here. Listen."
They both listen hard. "We may be small, but we are strong. The work is hard, but the day is long. We'll find some twigs and mud and leaves to build our houses in the trees." Where is the singing coming from? John and Emily look very carefully. Then they see five little birds looking for sticks and leaves to build their nests. While they look, they sing their song. "We'll keep our houses nice and clean, the finest houses that you've seen, with walls of twigs and mud and leaves, our brand new houses in the..." And then they see John and Emily watching them. One of the birds is so surprised, he drops the stick that he is carrying. Then one bird sings, "Animals of Hunter Garden, gather all to me. We found the strangest creature that you ever did see."